They say that walls have ears. Well, if this is the case, then those at Park House in Sandringham could tell a tale or two. The one familiar to many of us is the future Princess Diana's self-confessed tantrums when her parents insisted that her family join the royal family at Sandringham House on Christmas Day to watch Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. "We hated it so much," she later admitted. "I said I didn't want to see Chitty Chitty Bang Bang for the third year running." Her family home close to Sandringham House was built in 1863. When Queen Victoria bought Sandringham House to curb the Prince of Wales's flamboyant lifestyle, she hoped a country estate and a young wife would lead him away from his former wild life. How wrong she was. He continued to entertain large numbers in a round of lavish parties. Sandringham House was almost completely rebuilt, with more than 30 bedrooms, but to house all his guests he also had York House and Park House built for his staff and overflow of guests. And in the grounds of Park House, Bachelor's Cottage was built as accommodation for unmarried gentlemen visitors. The Prince of Wales continued his extravagant entertaining after he came to the throne as King Edward VII. There were large shooting parties and the days were filled for everyone. Lunch was in a large tent and all guests were expected to attend. Tea was a full-dress meal with the ladies in tea gowns, the men in short jackets and black ties. A band played and afterwards there were games. Then everyone changed for dinner. Bridge was played afterwards and no woman could leave before Queen Alexandra went upstairs, usually at midnight. And the men could not leave before the king retired. In between all this frantic activity, the Prince of Wales also entertained a string of mistresses, Lily Langtry being an early favourite. When George V came to the throne in 1911, Sandringham House became the much-loved family retreat it is today, and its racy days were gone. As for Park House, in 1924, this was rented from the royal family by Lord Fermoy. His father had been a member of the British aristocracy, his mother an American heiress. Their marriage fell apart, and Maurice Roach Burke was raised with his twin brother in America, returning permanently in 1920 when he became 4th Baron Fermoy. Letters to his brother Frank reveal that Maurice was briefly engaged to wealthy Marion Hoffman, but things turned sour, and correspondence relates. Oh, Marion was just too impossible for words. That mother of hers is a terrific person when the fur flies. Oh, I'm well out of it. That mother was Zelia Hoffman, the widow of a wealthy American banker, who lived for much of the 1920s at Blickling Hall. Instead, on September the 17th, 1931, Lord Fermoy married Ruth Sylvia Gill. Maurice and Ruth had two daughters. The youngest, Frances, married Johnny Spencer in 1954. He was equerry to George VI from 1950 to 52 and to the Queen from 1952 to 1954. Ruth, founder of the King's Lynn Festival, later became a woman of the bedchamber and confidant to the Queen Mother. Frances and Johnny, then Viscount and Viscountess Althorpe, had four children. The third was Lady Diana, who was born on the 1st of July 1961. When, in 1975, Johnny became the 8th Earl Spencer, the family moved to Althorpe, the family seat in Northamptonshire. Diana's parents had separated in 1967, and when the marriage was dissolved in 1969, it was eventually decided they should stay at Park House with their father, who had taken over the lease of Park Farm. Earl Spencer later married Rain, Countess of Dartmouth, in 1976. In 1983, the Queen offered Park House to Leonard Cheshire Disability. The trustees converted the house into a country house hotel for disabled people, taking its first guests in April 1987. By 1998, the trust was in financial difficulties, but a donation from the Diana Memorial Fund saved it. And so the fund set up in memory of a princess had helped her childhood home to flourish in the latest phase in its eventful story.